Everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for May 17th, 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. We've got a packed one today. The agent integration layer is having a moment. Mitchell Hashimoto dropped a spicy thread about AI psychosis in engineering orgs. And there are some genuinely useful new tools hitting the scene.
Let's jump right in. So the big story today is a project out of Hong Kong University called CLI Anything. The premise is beautifully simple. Wrap any desktop or web application in a command line interface so AI agents can just operate it natively.
Right. And what's wild is how obvious this feels in hindsight. Like, the Unix philosophy has always been about composable text-in, text-out interfaces. CLI Anything is basically saying, hey, agents already speak CLI fluently, so let's just make everything a CLI.
Exactly. They've got a registry called CLI Hub, where you can browse pre-built wrappers. So instead of writing custom MCP servers or Brill browser automation for every tool your agent needs, you check the hub first. The integration surface has been the biggest bottleneck in agentic systems, not the LLMs themselves.
And what makes this feel like a real inflection point is that it didn't land alone. Sentry shipped Xcode Build MCP the same day. AWS dropped their agent plugins, all three solving the same fundamental problem from different angles. It's convergence.
That's the signal. The agent integration layer is becoming its own category. If you maintain a developer tool and you haven't shipped an MCP interface or a CLI wrapper, you're basically invisible to agentic workflows now. It's table stakes.
Which is a big statement, but honestly, it tracks with what I'm seeing builders actually reach for day to day.
All right, shifting to AI news. Mitchell Hashimoto, co-founder of HashiCorp, posted a thread that went absolutely viral. Over 1,100 points on Hacker News. The title? Entire companies are under AI psychosis.
I read this one twice. He's arguing that some companies have just wholesale replaced engineering judgment with blind AI-generated output. Not as a tool in the loop, as the loop. And the failure modes are already showing up in production.
If you're a tech lead, this is your cue to audit where AI-generated code is shipping without meaningful human review. The problems aren't hypothetical anymore. They're piling up.
That's interesting because it creates this weird tension. On the one hand, we're celebrating agent-native tooling. And on the other, we're seeing what happens when you let agents run unsupervised. The answer is obviously human in the loop, but the incentive to skip that step is enormous.
On the performance side, there's a really cool speculative decoding breakthrough called Orthrus Quen 3. It delivers nearly 8 times the tokens per forward pass with identical output distribution. If you're self-hosting Quen 3, this is basically a drop-in speed multiplier.
8x throughput without changing outputs? That's not incremental, that's transformational for inference costs. Check the repo for compatible model sizes. Link in the briefing.
Also worth flagging, Sean Godicke put out an analysis showing DeepSeek V4-FLASH responds really well to activation steering vectors. You can nudge model behavior without prompting, which could outperform system prompts for tone and style control in production.
Oh, that's a sleeper hit. Steering vectors have been a research curiosity for a while, but having a production-grade model that actually responds well to them? That opens up a whole new control surface for builders.
All right, developer tools. We already mentioned Sentry's Xcode Build MCP, but let me give it its own moment. This MCP server gives coding agents direct access to Xcode Build, Test, and Deploy workflows. If you're building iOS apps with Cursor or Claude code, your agents can now actually compile and validate their own changes.
That was such a frustrating gap before. The agent could write the Swift code all day long, but it had no idea if it actually built. This closes that loop completely.
And AWS dropped official agent plugins that let AI coding assistants architect, deploy, and manage AWS infrastructure directly. No more copy-pasting from docs.
Between that, CLI Anything, and the Xcode MCP, 3 different on-ramps to the same destination in one news cycle. I'd say the trend is confirmed.
One more on the DevTools front. Julia Evans wrote about moving away from Tailwind and learning to structure vanilla CSS. If you're solo or on a small team and those utility classes are adding more cognitive load than they save, she's got a really practical guide to the off-ramp.
I love JVNS's writing. And honestly, Tailwind is amazing until it isn't.
Quick infrastructure note. OpenTofu, the open-source Terraform fork, continues building momentum. If you've been waiting to migrate off HashiCorp's BSL-licensed Terraform, the ecosystem is mature enough now for production workloads.
Which is kind of poetic, given we were just talking about Mitchell Hashimoto's AI psychosis thread. HashiCorp's influence is everywhere today, just not always in the way they'd want.
Also, NVIDIA Labs released SanaWM, a 2.6 billion parameter world model that generates coherent 1-minute video at 720p. It's small enough to run on consumer hardware, which makes it interesting for game prototyping and synthetic data. Quick hits. California is working on a bill that would require patches or refunds when online games shut down. Oracle dropped over 100 practical database skills guides on GitHub. And there's a delightful deep dive floating around called You Don't Know HTML Lists about semantic markup that's surprisingly humbling.
I also want to shout out the Ploopy Bean. It's an open-source trackpoint pointing stick for any computer. Hardware nerds, you know who you are.
So here's the takeaway. The agent integration layer is crystallizing fast. CLI Anything, Xcode Build MCP, and AWS agent plugins all shipped in the same news cycle, each solving the same problem from different angles. Letting agents operate real tools through standardized interfaces.
If you're building agentic products, stop writing custom tool integrations and start consuming these standardized interfaces. And if you maintain a developer tool, shipping an MCP server or CLI wrapper isn't a nice to have anymore. It's how you stay relevant.
That's the briefing for May 17th. All the links are in the show notes. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. Go build something cool. And maybe let your agent build it too. Just keep an eye on it. See you next time.